icing my cake.
Your cake?
Yeah.
He made it all by himself from scratch.
Aren't you the same guy who said it's a man's job to go out and club the antelope and a woman's job to stay in the cave and cook it?
Yeah, but Denise, that was the old Elvin.
Oh.
See, since we've gotten back together, Elvin's decided that his attitudes about women could stand some improvement.
Oh.
That's right. And I thought that one way of becoming more sensitive and understanding as a man would be to experience what it's like doing woman's work.
Woman's work, huh?
Did I say something wrong?
This is not woman's work. My dad cooks. A lot of men cook.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that.
Well, Denise, Elvin just started working on his attitudes. We can't expect him to change overnight.
Oh.
Sandra.
Yeah, Rudy?
You promise you won't get mad?
What did you do?
I spilled your nail polish.
Okay, we'll go clean it up.
In your suitcase.
You know what? Your cake looks pretty good.
Thanks.
What is it?
Chocolate chip.
Hey.
Hey, Dad.
Elvin.
Hi, Dr. Huxtable.
What are you doing here?
He's doing woman's work, Dad.
I drove Sandra home from Princeton this morning, and when I got here, I decided to stay and bake a cake. I'm doing this because I think it'll help me be more understanding and sensitive as a man.
Why'd you bake the cake?
I want Mrs. Huxtable to like me.
Mrs. Huxtable likes you.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. Every time I'm over here, she gets mad at me.
Well, it's your attitude, son.
Well, I'm trying to change, but Dr. Huxtable, between you and me, it's not all my fault.
Oh?
Well, you know how women are. They're emotional. You say one little thing and it sets them off. Then they start talking without thinking.
This cake is for Mrs. Huxtable?
Yes.
This better be a good cake.
We'll find out at dinner.
Well, what kind is it?
Chocolate chip.
Aha. Now, my suggestion is, Elvin, that before you try this out on Mrs. Huxtable and the rest of the family, you should have someone sample this.
Would you?
Well, I... You know, I just... Do you want me to?
Yes, sir, please.
Well, I just happen to like chocolate chip cake, you see.
I'm glad.
And I happen to be an authority on this, you see.
I didn't know that, sir.
Oh. Well, we have to cut it again, I guess. Here it is. We got a breakthrough.
I made it extra dense.
Yeah. It seems to have some sort of humanness to it. Doesn't want to give it up. Yeah. There you go. Now we got it now. Rather heavy. Now, for the coup de grace.
It's just frosting.
I don't think so. You don't want Mrs. Huxtable to eat that.
Yeah? What am I going to do with it?
I don't know. You're too far from the ocean.
I'll think of something.
Oh, Elvin. Oh, Elvin.
Cliff?
Hey.
Cliff, come here. Ooh. You are not going to believe this. Sit down.
What's the matter?
Now, Somebody at work had this catalog today, right? I am thumbing through this thing at lunchtime, and I found this.
Ellis Wilson.
Yes, my great uncle.
Ellis Wilson is in this book.
Yes, this painting used to hang in my grandmother's house. Cliff, when I was a little girl, I used to spend hours looking at it. And tomorrow, it is being sold at an auction, and I want it.
Yeah, it says it price is $7,000 to $9,000, dear.
Well, yes, that's the estimated price, $7,000 to $9,000. But Cliff, I really want it.
Really?
Well, it's an auction, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could go for higher.
Well, dear, I'm with you.
No, Cliff, I want to buy it by myself. See, it's been out of the family for 30 years now, and I want to be the one who gets it back.
Sold.
Great.
Sold.
And I want to see it hanging right here over this fireplace.
You get it at the auction, I will hang it.
Hi, Mrs. Huxtable.
Well, hello, Alvin. I didn't know you were here.
Yeah, Alvin drove Sandra home from Princeton.
Why are you wearing my apron?
I'm trying to learn how to cook.
You?
Yes. In fact, I baked you a cake, but I accidentally dropped it on the floor.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, it's a thought that counts.
That's true. Maybe I could cook dinner for all of you sometime.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
I think it's a lovely idea.
No, I don't think that you think that that's a good idea.
I think it's a lovely idea, and you can cook dinner tomorrow night after the auction.
Auction?
Yes. Tomorrow we're going to an art auction, and we're buying this.
Yeah, that's an Ellis Wilson.
Oh, you know his work.
Sure. I'm an art major. He's one of my favorites.
Well, that's Mrs. Huxtable's great uncle.
You're kidding! Mm-hmm.
That painting used to hang in my grandmother's house.
Well, how did it turn up in an auction?
Well, my grandmother was old. She was sickly, you know, had a lot of medical bills. Was proud, didn't want it to come to anybody in the family, so she just sold it without telling anybody.
Dr. Huxtable, I think it's wonderful you're buying this painting for your wife.
I'm buying the painting.
Did Dr. Huxtable say it was okay?
It's all right, Elvin. I understand your thinking. You see, in your mind, it's okay if Dr. Huxtable buys this painting because he works and he's a man, right?
Right.
Well, I work. And it's okay if I buy this painting, too. But not because he says so, but because it is so. Okay.
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 May I still cook dinner tomorrow night?
No.
Elvin, I'm looking forward to it.
I don't mean to do these things. They just come out.
I understand, son. It's sort of like talking and not thinking first.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
I get that from my mom.
You want to cook?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, do you know how to cook anything?
All I know how to make is chocolate.
No, you don't. You don't. Now, is there something else you know how to do?
Well, salad.
Stay with the salad, boy. Okay. Now, I'll show you something special. We're going into the kitchen.
Okay.
Now, if you will just pay attention to me, you want to impress Mrs. Huxtable, don't you?
Very much.
All right. Now, my boy, you are going to learn from me. You're going to fix Dr. Huxtable's secret spaghetti sauce.
Is it hard to make?
No, indeed. See, it comes out of the jar. You understand?
It does.
Yes. See, Dr. Huxtable's secret spaghetti sauce is actually Mrs. Farber's hot and spicy barbecue sauce.
But that's not really cooking, is it?
It is cooking. Although you get the jar, it's what you add to the sauce that makes it work. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
First of all, you make yourself look like a cook. Pots about this size. Put water in them. People think you're cooking when they see steam. Now, you'll put all kinds of leaves and spices and herbs and tree stems in all of these pots. Garlic, anything that gives off an aroma. Now, you'll have the lid on. This is bubbling and steam and trees brewing and things. You lift it wide and come out. Meanwhile, just in the little thing over on the side. Mrs. Farber's hot and spicy. You understand? Now, you don't want anybody to see your tricks. You know, you understand? You're a chef, see? You know, and when they're from far away, you'll see them peeking through doors and you stand and you have nothing in you. Just, you know, and do like that. And keep your arm bent like this, you know? So, and then always, and always, every once in a while, go down here and come back up again. Never look like you can't find something. Don't stand, you know, because that'll get me see, oh, he's lost something. But this will be, you got steam. And do a lot of this. You got it? Mrs. Farber's hot and spicy barbecue sauce with a little herbs and bushes.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
All right.
But Dr. Huxtable,
yes,
I'm still worried.
Uh-huh.
Even if I make a great sauce, I still might say something stupid to Mrs. Huxtable at dinner.
When you say something dumb, like you usually do, get up from the table, son, and you come back here. You understand? Mm-hmm. And you go out through this door here and keep going.
Hey,
son, all ready for the auction?
I think so. How do I look?
You look good.
I know that, but do I look good?
Yeah, you look good.
Cockroach said these auctions are really fancy. He says everyone drives up in limousines, and when they get out, they're wearing tuxedos and mink coats, and they're eating caviar.
Now, when did Cockroach go to an auction?
Well, he didn't, but he saw one in a James Bond movie.
Oh!
You know what else he said?
What?
He said every woman there would be unbelievable.
Well, son, just so one of these unbelievable women will not see you getting out of the crowded station wagon, we're going to let you off two blocks away from the place, and you can go into the caviar store and pick up a six-pack for them.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
I got it. Hey, Elvin.
Hey, Theo. Hi, Dr. Huxtable.
Alvin.
We're all set for dinner.
Okay.
What's that?
Well, Alvin is cooking dinner tonight after the auction.
We're having spaghetti with Elvin's secret sauce.
Sounds serious.
It is.
Better be good, Alvin.
Okay, now. What do you have? All right, you got the leaves.
I got them with the stems on.
That's right, you got stems. Where's the garlic? Garlic, yeah. You got the Italian parsley? Got that, all right. Where's Mrs. Farber?
It's on the bottom underneath the boxes of spaghetti.
Cook it.
Well, I'm ready.
Hi, Mrs. Huxtable.
Hello, Elvin.
You look lovely.
Thank you.
And I'd just like to say one thing.
Elvin?
I just want to wish you good luck at the auction today. To me, you're not just buying a painting, you're retrieving a symbol of your heritage. I mean, most people take their past for granted. But I've always felt that if we only look forward without ever looking backwards, then we're really looking nowhere.
Elvin, that's lovely.
And I just want to say also...
Elvin.
That's all I want to say.
Nice.
All right, now look, before anybody does anything, just remember, don't touch anything.
Where's your picture, Mom?
There it is. Oh, look. I haven't seen this since I was 8 years old. The frame is different, but that's the painting. Rudy, your great-great-uncle painted this.
I like it.
I hope one day you'll be able to show it to your children.
I won't let them touch it.
Dad, mind if I look around? There are a couple of things I want to check out.
I hope they're unbelievable.
I'll let you know.
Dad, can we look around too?
Yes, please.
Just keep an eye on Rudy.
But I always have to watch her.
Come on, I'll help you.
Mom, I think this is a good sign.
What?
Well, we're the only ones looking at the picture. Maybe no one else will buy it.
That's fine by me.
How do we know there wasn't a whole crowd of people before we got here?
No, I think Elvin's absolutely correct this time. And I think we should all mingle around and find out if anybody's talking about this painting.
You mean spy?
Yeah. I tell you what, we'll all go out and mingle. We'll meet back here at 1600 hours, all right? And the code words will be the wet dog sighs in the dry fire.
Right, Dad, we'll meet back here at 1600 hours.
Hi.
Hi. What do you think of it?
Nice.
You really don't like it, do you?
I have to be honest. It looks like something my little sister would do.
But that's why it's good. It's simple and innocent.
Sounds like you know a lot about art.
My dad's a curator at a museum. I'm Darlene.
I'm Theo.
There are a couple of other paintings around here I don't know too much about. Maybe you could help me?
Sure. Hey, Theo.
Hi, Theo.
Who's she?
This is Darlene. Darlene, these are my sisters.
Hi.
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 She's teaching me about art.
Oh, isn't that nice? Art.
Do you like her?
Darlene, there's a painting over there we should check out. Let's go.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah. Pleasure was all ours.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi.
Ellis Wilson.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, my goodness, and what a nice painting.
By a very important artist.
Yes. But $7,000 to $9,000, that's a lot of money.
Not really. Actually, quite a steal.
It is?
Oh, yeah, well, just look at it. This painting shows Wilson's mastery of light. The gaunt forms, the simplicity of composition give this particular piece rhythm and motion.
Well, I just thought it was a nice painting.
Oh, no, my friend. It's a lot more than that.
Really?
No, this is a very important work by a major artist.
Thank you.
Philip, this would look marvelous over the couch.
Yes, dear. You know, you can never tell what these things will go for.
That's true.
I was here, about a month ago, and a painting that was estimated at $10,000 went for $98,000. Now, that's what I call auction fever.
Right.
You know, the same thing could happen here tonight.
Good.
You ask me, this room is hot.
Yes, it just might be.
Don?
Now, 18,500, 19,000. The bid's up front here on the left at $19,000, all done. Sold now for $19,000. Our next painting is lot number 22, a landscape by Edward Dufner.
You know what? That would look nice in my waiting room. It really would. What's the estimate on this?
Estimate $700.
$700? I think I should try and get it. Think
yes.
All right, and we'll start the bidding at $500. We'll say $500 for it. $500. Now, the bid's up front at $500. We'll say $600. $600 on the left. Ladies' bid now at $600. $600 against you, sir. Will you say seven? $700 now. $800 I have. Still the ladies' bid at $800. Will you say nine? $900 in front. Now $1,000. $1,000 I have over here.
Hey, that's my daddy's picture.
Well, I have $1,000 and a young lady who loves her daddy. Will you say $1,100, sir?
$1,100!
That's $1,100 I have. I have $1,100. Now say $1,200. $1,200 over here now. $1,300, $1,400, $1,500, $1,600, $1,700, $1,800, $1,900, $2,000. Now will you say one? I have $2,000 over here then. Will you say 21? Sold for $2,000. Ladies bid on the left.
Yeah, $700 painting that went for $2,000. Yours is going for $40 million.
I don't care, Cliff. I want it.
Make any difference to me. I hope it looks good in jail.
Our next number is lot 23, a work by Ellis Wilson.
Dear, he hadn't asked for the bid.
I'd like to start the bidding at $5,000. I already have a bid of $5,000. Thank you. At $5,000 here, who'll say $6,000? $6,000 on my left now at $6,000. Say seven. $7,000 I have now at $7,000. Now eight. $8,000 over here.
You already have a painting for your couch, darling.
I have $8,000 over here by the lady. Lady's bid at $8,000. Who'll say nine now? At $8,000 on my left. Who'll say $8,500 then? $8,500 at the back now. At $8,500. Now who'll say nine? $9,000. The bid's up front. $9,500 on my left now at $9,500. Now $10,000. $10,000 at the back. I have $10,000 first at the back of the room. Now $10,500. $10,500 on my left. I have $10,500. Who'll say 11?
11.
$11,000 in front. At $11,000, now and against you, sir. At $11,000, will you say $11,500? Well, it's $11,000 here, then, the lady in front. Sold for 11.
All right.
Welcome home, Uncle Ellis.
And this is the paddle that brought you home, and it's still smoking.
Huxmoor residence. Yes, he is. May I ask who's calling? Oh, Theo, it's Darlene, your art teacher.
Oh. I'll take this one upstairs.
He's going to take it upstairs.
I'll take it down here.
Ooh. Hello? Ooh. Yeah, I had a great time too.
Ooh. Would you cut it out?
Would you cut it out?
Theo, maybe you should take it upstairs.
Darlene, I'm gonna take this upstairs.
Hold on, please.
No, you gotta stay here.
Oh! Elvin! I'm impressed.
Thanks, Mrs. Huxtable.
Smells delicious in here.
Mrs. Huxtable, would you like a taste?
I'd love a taste. Elvin, this is good.
I know.
Cliff, this is almost as good as your secret sauce.
Well, I gave him a few pointers on it.
You know, the two of you could collaborate and market this.
You're kidding. That's a great idea.
I could go for that.
Of course, as an attorney, I would suggest that you get Mrs. Farber's permission.
The Cosby Show is taped in front of a live studio audience.